AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The next stop for Pope Francis in Philadelphia, Independence Hall. That's the music that greeted his arrival. That included a meet and greet along the streets in Philadelphia. The AP's Julie Walker joins us now live from Philadelphia.
Ed, as he's done before, the Pope picked up two babies and kissed them. One of the babies had the Pope's headdress on, you know, that pointy hat. The crowd, many here are Hispanic, cheered Francisco. The Pope was presented with a 5-foot wooden cross from the Hispanic community. That cross will eventually travel around the country. His message here to the masses about religious freedom and immigration, and he's getting lots of applause. Ed?
That's the AP's Julie Walker live with the Pope in Philadelphia. The U.S. is taking steps to open dialogue with Iran and other countries to deal with trouble spots in the Middle East.
We need to achieve peace and a way forward in Syria, in Yemen, in the region itself.
Secretary of State John Kerry met with Iran's foreign minister today on the sidelines at the U.N. General Assembly. A man is under arrest in Western Oregon, accused of shooting a sheriff's deputy responding to a call. The injured deputy is in the hospital in stable condition. The National Transportation Safety Board's investigation into the deadly crash of a duck boat and a charter bus on a Seattle bridge is expected to take months. It's closely watched by other operators of the popular duck boat tours. Four international students died in the crash Thursday. A cardiologist in a Cleveland suburb has been convicted of ordering unnecessary medical tests, performing unnecessary procedures, and submitting fraudulent bills totaling more than $7 million. This is AP Radio News. It's a double feature in the sky tomorrow night, a total lunar eclipse and a so-called supermoon.
Many astronomers don't really like the term, but supermoon refers to when a full or new moon makes its closest approach to Earth. It's still 220,000 miles away, but that's 30,000 miles closer than average. So Sunday night's full moon will look a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter than usual. And shortly after 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Earth will cast its shadow, lining up with the full moon and the sun for a total lunar eclipse. The combination hasn't been seen since 1982 and won't happen again until 2033. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An amusement park by street artist Banksy has been a big financial boom for the town in Britain it calls home. Banksy's Dismaland Bemusement Park brought in more than 150,000 people. It closes tomorrow and features a derelict castle, a dead Cinderella and a Grim Reaper, and a bumper car. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.